Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October the 2nd, 2007. A Palestinian man sues the British government for exporting weapons to Israel. While the Israeli army continues to invade Palestinian cities and villages, these stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The British High Court will hold a session on October the 10th and 11th to review a petition filed against the British government on behalf of a Palestinian man from Bethlehem. 60-year-old Saleh Hassan from Al-Juwayza village near Bethlehem decided to sue the British government for providing Israel with military vehicles and weapons. Hassan is one of thousands of Palestinians who have been attacked by Israeli armoured vehicles. Hassan's lawyer, Phil Shinier, who filed the case together with Al-Haq, a non-governmental Palestinian human rights organisation, said the UK is violating its own standards, as well as international law, by issuing permits for the export of weapons to Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers continue to return to the settlements evacuated in the West Bank under the unilateral disengagement plan in September of 2005. Scores of Israeli settlers gathered again at the evacuated settlement of Homesh, near the northern West Bank city of Jenin, and performed religious ceremonies during the Jewish festival of Sukkot. Villagers report that the settlers destroyed water supply pipes and uprooted trees and used them to build awnings under which they enjoyed their Sukkot feast. Also in the West Bank, the Israeli military placed a tight grip on the village of Bazaria near the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday morning. According to eyewitnesses, a larger number of Israeli military vehicles had intensified the army's presence at the entrance of the village and at the hilltop of Surtasa. The witnesses added that the Israeli military began raising land and building earth walls on their way up to the hilltop. The village residents said that the army had placed caravans on the site and that prefabricated houses, military posts and a water supply system had been built. The soldiers closed the entrance to the village and prevented civilian vehicles from using the main road between Nablus and Jenin. In other news, a large force of the Israeli army invaded the city of Al-Bira and the nearby villages of Betunia and Al-Tira, near the West Bank city of Ramallah. Troops drove through the main roads and left shortly after. No kidnappings were reported. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian sources reported that a Reuters photographer was wounded as he approached the military fence surrounding the Gaza Strip, where families of released Palestinian prisoners were waiting. Cameraman Mohammed Jad was shot in the leg by the Israeli army near the Eretz military post at the Gaza Strip border. The families were waiting for 30 prisoners who were supposed to be released on Monday, together with 57 other Palestinian prisoners Israel released on the occasion of the Jewish holidays of Sukkot. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Colin Bell and George Rishmawi.
عنده سبب يمكن لنا رجال